Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with Leading Edge Medicine. Hi there, my name is Lynette. In addition to Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat today in the studio, special guest doctor, Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. So he is the guy when you want to talk about your pain, your back pain, your neck pain. Should I have that hip surgery or what should I do for the pain? Yeah, Dr. Nelson is the one to talk about the stem cells. And I think we have a pain question coming up here real soon. Right now, we're headed to Everett. Lee has a question for the doctors. Hi there, Lee. Welcome.
Hello, Lee.
Thank you. Good morning. Well, before I get to my collagen question, in 1977, when I was 23 years old, my mentor at that time was 70 years old, and he was the owner of a health food store when I lived and worked down in Southern California. And he had born at the turn of the century. We spent many hours conversing back and forth, and he was, I swear, that guy had a crystal ball, a visionary. But he told me that I wouldn't see it in, he wouldn't see it in his lifetime, but I would see it in mine, that the United States is going to fall from within. And it's amazing how those words, what, 47 years ago? It's like he just said it to me yesterday, and they've never really left my psyche. And it's incredible how, over the 47 years, how we've kind of devolved and seeing how the country has come basically under socialist rule. And it's not really Biden. He's just a puppet, demented puppet. It's the Gates and the Soroses. Those are the multi-billionaires that are behind this demise of the Republic.
Don't forget the Zuckerbergs.
Yes, for sure. So also... I was 17 years old when 16 when my dad died. Enlisted at 17, did three combat tours in Vietnam. I got out in 76, and so I'm also a warrior and a very patriotic person. And it just it absolutely just blows my mind what is happening. And you had spoken earlier about how you're going to reach out to all the people that I listen to on a daily basis as well. But Trump has pretty much already said what he's planning on doing. He never should have revealed his cards from the get-go. He should have kept silent. He should have held his cards close to his vest and then just waited it out, played it out, and not revealed everything that he's going to do. Another bit of information that I was privy to quite some time ago, and this goes back to when Trump said that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And when I heard that, I can't remember who stated that at the time, but he had sealed his fate as far as ever becoming holding an office again after that. Basically, by saying that, he's going against the military-industrial complex. And as you know, when he was president, we were pretty much at peace.
Yep,
and that's just not how the powers that want to destroy the Republic, they don't want that. They want war. That's what they want, and they want it. The country from within, and that is what is taking place.
Unfortunately,
so
there's too much truth there. But
yeah.
How can we help you with a medical issue today? Let's move along. You know, I
am taking a marine collagen with bioactive peptides and a hyaluronic acid as far and as also with L-glutamine and biotin. And I'm just wondering if there is a collagen supplementation that you would recommend. This is obviously over the counter. So that's my question is, what's a good source of collagen, whether it's going to be in a supplementation or in a more of a food base?
What are you using the collagen for?
Skin, everything that they say that it's good for, skin, hair, eyes. Plus it has the addition of hyaluronic acid, 50 milligrams per serving, and the servings in this small little 4.8-ounce powdered container, it's barely a teaspoon. It's got a little scooper, and it says one scoop a day, unless more directed by a physician. So I'd take a scoop or scoop and a half or so. And 8 ounces of water, it dissolves really good, tastes pretty good.
All right. Let's chat about, you got two different very important issues there. One is the collagen, the other is the hyaluronic acid. Okay. Collagens are important structural components of our skin, our organs. I mean, we are made up of a series of proteins, and collagen is a class of those proteins. But collagen that you take by mouth, that you swallow, doesn't stay collagen. Your stomach acid and your proteases break it down, rip it apart, and what you actually absorb is not the intact collagen, you're absorbing the amino acids. Your body then makes new collagen out of the amino acids. So it's the amino acid intake that's actually accounting. And because the collagen that you're eating is not human collagen, okay? They haven't ground up any human beings to give you that.
yet.
Right. We hope not.
Well, hopefully it's not made out of jellyfish.
That's right. But, you know, it's some other creature with a different amino acid sequence than our collagen.
Yeah. Oh, and usually if you read the label, it's either beef or pork or even fish.
That's right.
Yeah, because this one was a marine
collagen.
He said
marine, so it's probably from a fish or a shellfish of some sort. But the fact is that anything you take by mouth as a protein, which collagen is a protein, you're going to rip it apart, you're going to break it down to the amino acids, and then your body's going to use those amino acids to make your own proteins, including collagen. So, you know, I think folks that are paying for collagen per se to swallow are wasting a lot of money. There's a lot cheaper ways to get complete amino acids from either soy or whey. Mm-hmm. The soy isolates and the whey isolates are basically proteins that they take in, they hydrolyze them, they pre-digest them, and now you just got the amino acids themselves. You swallow them, your body absorbs them very quickly. You don't have to digest them because they're already broken down for you. Mm-hmm. So very fast, very cheap, very easy.
Well, I don't have anything against the soy as long as it's not American-produced soy. From what I read about soy, the good soy comes from Asia, Japan.
Yeah, I trust Japanese more than Chinese by a long shot, though. That's the most polluted country on earth. So, I mean, the Chinese love Western products. They are all afraid to eat Chinese products.
You should know if anybody since
I do indeed.
I
have a home there, and I have a Chinese wife.
I know.
You marry a Chinese woman, you marry China. You know, and I have been approached by Chinese Chinese companies that want to sell my products in China.
Huh.
And they would mark them up to twice what we charge for them here.
Ooh.
Because American-made products are held in very high esteem because they know that the quality and the safety is there, and they don't know that about their own.
That's right. That's why they're so inexpensive. Right. Is that why?
Yeah.
When Chinese go to Walmart to buy products they think is made in America, they find out it's made in China.
China.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, but now the hyaluronic acid.
How do I get the collagen? What's the best?
Well, you don't have to get the collagen.
Soy isolate.
Yeah, you just get an isolate, and it doesn't matter whether it's a whey or a soy, because what they've done is they take the protein, like when they make cheese, the whey is the protein that's left over from cheese manufacture. And, you know, it's maybe $20 for a 50-pound sack, and they're going to break it up into one-pound packs and charge you $30 for each pound.
Mm-hmm. Or diet, Jerry, the collagen from the food, from the bone.
Yeah, you know, again, Asians eat collagen. They don't eat the just the meat like we do. They eat the ears and the snout and the tendons and the ligaments. And you go to any Asian store, and you'll see tendon stew and tendon soup.
How about head cheese?
Head cheese, same sort of thing. Yes, what you're doing is getting pig snout.
I grew up on head cheese.
Yeah, you're getting pig snout and ears and skin.
Okay. All right. I think I got an idea now how to actually get the collagen in a food-based intake rather than the powder mix that coming from.
That's right. Yeah, our company president came over to my house a while back, and he had never eaten oxtail soup before.
Mm.
But my wife basically fixes oxtail, you know.
Oh, wow. So,
and lots of collagen.
Good stuff.
And that ox's tail. Anyway.
Very good. Well, thank you for taking my call again. I listen to you guys almost every weekend for 20 years here going on, and you're awesome.
But the second part.
The hyaluronic acid. Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid is a different issue.
Yeah. Okay?
There are actually studies showing that hyaluronic acid taken orally does distribute throughout our body, and it's not broken down very efficiently. We actually absorb it. And it does improve joint function.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, hyaluronic acid is used in high doses in racehorses because they beat the hell out of their joints. Okay.
They also do stem cell injections.
Yes.
They can afford the stem cell injections.
The fun thing is you can buy hyaluronic acid, you know, through Amazon and stuff, and you get a little tiny, 3-ounce bottle for $60 or something. Or you go to the feed supply store, and you buy hyaluronic acid designed for your horse and your cattle, and you buy it by the quart for $20.
Oh, really?
Nice.
And then you divide it into small containers.
And it comes out of the same factory. It's just one is put into little tiny bottles and sold, at $1,000 a pound for you, or it's sold in quart containers for the farmers.
Oh, dear.
Awesome.
All right.
Maybe I could get some ivermectin.
While you're there, pick up some ivermectin. Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Have a nice one, my friend.
That's right. And, Lee, if you notice you're growing a horse tail or some hooves, you may want to give us a call. All right. We're going to take a quick break here.
Send a picture.
Send us a picture first. We'll post it. We'll be right back with Paul and Michael. And if you've got a question, get in the call queue right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. 206-421-5757 for Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back. We're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Dr. Nelson showing us pictures of his trip from Alaska. So welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. Okay. And we're going to jump into another Another call?
Hey, one second. I'm going to tell a little medical school
story. Oh, a medical school story, Dr. Okay. Mixon.
A little odd one. Because Dan was just showing us, see, Lynette is very social conscious. She wants to make sure that we don't offend anybody. Personally, if you're offended by what I say, go away. But,
so there you go.
Pretty straightforward.
There we go. Pictures. They were pictures.
You're listening to the wrong. Yeah. He was at his Alaska trip when he was up bear hunting.
Okay.
Northern BC, not Alaska.
Northern BC.
Oh,
okay.
We're at the same latitude as Ketchikan. So
yeah.
He showed us pictures of the bear that he bagged, which was, you know, pretty interesting. But when I was in medical school, I did a rotation, a clinical rotation with a country doctor up in Plains, Montana.
I know where Plains is. I had relatives in Plains. Plains.
Yeah. Okay, in Plains, Montana, little town.
Very little.
And Jack Lulak was the doctor's name in those days. And I spent 6 weeks up in that little country practice in Plains, Montana. And Jack, though, was a bear hunter, but he used a muzzle-loading rifle. So he only had one shot.
Kind of evening the odds a little bit.
That's right, yes. So he would go bear hunting with a muzzle loader, and it would take him a full minute to reload. So he got, you know, one shot at that bear, and I asked him, you know, Dr. Lulak, why are you using a muzzle loader? Personally, I want a 30-round magazine.
Yes.
And that was his answer, though. Well, it seems more sporting to give the bear closer to an even shot.
Yeah.
So he was...
Good thing with the muzzleloader, because of black powder, there's such a cloud of smoke that at least he would be obscured somewhat
after the
shot.
And the bear probably wouldn't like the smell of the smoke if he had to come running through.
Oh, boy.
I've always had a touch of respect for bear hunters, but especially those who use muzzle loaders instead of modern repeating rifles.
You'd think the Minutemen would have gotten a little faster over the decades.
Well, you know, that's why they also carried a hatchet.
Okay, yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Hunting. We'll add that to our list of specialties here on Leading Edge Medicine. We are going to take a call from Bellingham. We have Paul here on the line, and I think this one is going to go to Dr. Nelson. Hi there, Paul. Good morning.
Hi. I developed a pain in my heel, plantar fasciitis, and what's a good remedy for that?
Plantar fasciitis, yeah, pretty common. Did it just kind of come out of the blue there, Paul?
Or, pickleball.
Pickleball. Oh, man.
I was going to guess bear hunting.
I love pickleball.
You do?
It's good for your business.
Yeah.
I want to go to those pickleball tournaments and hand out my business cards.
Exactly where you were going the minute you said, I love pickleball. I saw the gleam in your eye.
So plantar fasciitis, that's basically, the plantar fascia is on the base, bottom of the foot. That runs almost from the front of the foot back to the heel. So where the plantar fascia inserts on the calcaneus, the heel bone, you develop something called enthesopathy. Say that 20 times. And that's an chronic inflammation. It can be very disabling and painful. So usually people try, you know, rolling their foot on a tennis ball, that sort of thing, which can be helpful. When all those things don't work, then you got to come see me. And typically I will, in this case, probably do a cortisone, a one-shot
works
cortisone.
Well.
Works really can well. Be curative, you know. And if
it's a painful injection, but...
If it's done properly, Dr. Umat, we don't see much pain.
Okay.
I'm just taking a little exception.
I've never seen pain.
Yet it's there.
Point well taken.
I love the way you phrase it. We don't see much pain. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I've ever seen pain.
We don't
seen people in agony.
Yes.
We don't like screaming patients, so we try to minimize that. But Dr. Mixon will attest that our procedure room is in the very back, strategically located in the basement in the very back corner.
In a muffled.
But
Well insulated room.
I usually do those under, sometimes I'll use x-ray, but sometimes, a lot of times just ultrasound guide right at that little critical area there.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So,
so
yeah,
Dr. Nelson, just in terms of conservative management, what stage would you recommend sound wave therapy? And in your practice, have you found it helpful?
Not so much, but that's totally legitimate. We do have something called a MIAC machine, which is basically acoustical waves. It could be very helpful. The trouble is, you know, how many visits and what do we charge? And when a cortisone shot can work so wonderfully.
And fast with one visit.
Fair enough. Almost cure them. I know there's proponents for the sound wave. I think it's legitimate. I think it's a little time consuming for us and the patients. So. Mm-hmm.
And a busy doctor wants to get it done.
Right.
A starving doctor wants you to come back over and over and over for your sound wave therapy.
I love the one and dones. If we can cure it on one visit, then that's, I think it's best for us and the patient.
Yep.
Yes,
what have you heard?
Laser treatment on that.
Sorry, I missed that.
He said you can also get laser treatment.
Yeah, you can. I mean, usually that's like, is that in the chiropractic realm?
Well, the infrared laser or the long red wavelength trying to just put gentle heat down into the tissues.
Totally fine. I think how effective, how many visits, and I kind of...
I tried that cannabis cream on there, too. I don't know. That might help from time to time, but it's just a cream.
No, the CBD cream is helpful. It has an anti-inflammatory effect, and I have a lot of patients who use that. CBD, it's related to cannabis, but no, very little as far as...
THC.
Very little THC, so it's not going to... make you hallucinate or anything.
So the stretches help, and you say using a tennis ball then, rolling your tennis ball?
Yeah.
Tennis
and ball, one of my favorites is to stand back from the wall and then keeping your legs and hips straight, lean forward so that all of that angle is on your Achilles tendon and your feet so that you're just stretching it out. So, and you just go back and forth and stretch it.
And then we also used to give splints to be worn at bedtime at night so that the ankle joint is kept at 90 degrees. So it's stretching that Achilles tendon.
Good for Achilles.
As it goes into the calcaneus bone for insertion.
Because I see a whole lot of folks that if you're getting a true plantar fasciitis, the odds are you get a little Achilles tendon. Tendonitis with it.
Right.
Yeah.
They often go hand in hand. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right.
I guess I can go. Yeah. No. A cortisone shot, I don't have to come. I can go to my primary. Is that correct?
Sure.
I wouldn't recommend it. It is a very specialized injection, and you want to go to somebody who's done them many times, and they know exactly how much to give, because you can only give a little bit in this area. The fascia is very, very tight here.
Right.
So I would say find somebody who's done many before and then go to them.
Yeah. Also, and the trick is, you said, can I go to my primary? Of course you can. Mm-hmm. But once more, odds are if he's done them at all, he does one or two a year.
There you go. Go to the foot pain doctor right there in Bellingham. He could help you out. That's where I go.
Yeah. The other thing I will comment is cortisone. I do a lot of them, but I use a fraction, small fraction of dose that most doctors. So you get Kenalog in a 40
That's
milligrams
right.
vial.
Yeah.
People say, well, I'll use the whole thing.
No.
I'll use 5 milligrams because you get the same results with 5 milligrams as you do with 40. You don't. Right. Your body doesn't need.
And then you don't get the systemic side effects.
Plus the localized effect of the cortisone just in a relatively non-vascular area. It's just going to sit there and do damage. You're swatting a fly with a sledgehammer. You don't need that much cortisone. Mm-hmm.
So will this actually go away on itself?
It can.
Like you say, do the stretches. And,
absolutely. That's ideal. Yeah. Yeah, if a patient comes to me with any kind of pain And I, first thing I ask them, well, have you tried physical therapy? If they have, you know, some sort of hands-on stuff, if they haven't done that, I say, go back and do that first. Then you come back and we can talk about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, and good luck to you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paul. All right, the phone lines are open. If you have a question, we have a half hour left of our show, Leading Edge Medicine. Here is the number to call. It's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Behind the scenes, Lynette and three doctors that love to talk and chat and laugh. We have a great time here. I hope you know that. I hope you hope it comes through the radio waves.
That's right. But in a few weeks,
oh yes,
it'll be live streamed in video as well as radio. So you'll be able to listen to us and see us.
That's right. If you're listening on the app, which I know a lot of people do, that's why they take us with them in faraway places, or on their computer, you will now be able to see us as well hear us.
We are building out. In fact, we're currently sitting in the half-finished studio that we're building out.
As you're saying this, I'm wondering if we should just leave it seated and not have us get up and go, because then it'll be a show.
It really will. Well, that will draw more people. They want to see.
That's right.
They want to see Dr. You, Matt, dancing with all the music.
At least if I'm just sitting.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I can't sit for 4 hours.
Yes, so we'll be up and down.
I need to get up and down. And so for the lighting and the camera angles, we're having to go to essentially bar stools.
Yes,
so
those and those are good. Yeah.
So that we can be up at the same level, whether we're sitting or standing.
Yeah, it won't be as obvious as when we're up and down.
And so, you know, it's going to be different than what we've done.
Yes.
But it's going to be live. It's going to be 4 hours of video in the beginning. And you'll be able to see us. And, you know, if we all stand up and dance to the music.
Woo-hoo.
And by the way, I am setting up so that the sound doesn't just come through our headphones.
Okay.
It will actually be broadcast. And so we can hear the music and hear the people talking to us. And so if we have good music playing, we can just dance.
There you go.
So how about this? How about they just watch you all the time and I stay in the background?
Oh. That's right. Dr. Umat, you and I can pop off the camera lens. Will I have control of the cameras, Dr. Mixon?
You will indeed.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was
switching
hoping.
Them back and forth to us, yes.
You talk to me and I'll help you.
That's right. You pay her off, you stay off camera.
All right. Okay, well, we want to go to Bothell right now.
You're giving me an idea, Jerry.
I know. Hey, we want to go to Bothell. Michael is on the line. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, Michael. You've got a question for the doctors?
Hello, Michael.
Good morning. I'm currently a member of the clinic, and one of the things I really like about it is the goal to prevent ailments versus trying to cure.
Yes,
ailments.
You got it. Thank you for saying that.
You know, when people talk about us being an anti-aging clinic, and I always tell them, no, I can't make you 1 minute younger. You know, you've lived how long you've lived. Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, yes. Younger, no.
No.
If you really want to know what I consider Longevity Medical Clinic, it's the ultimate preventive medicine clinic.
Right.
It's to keep you from getting sick.
Yes.
That's what our whole purpose is.
That's right. So. No, you said the most important thing. So thank you so much for saying that. That is so critical. It's not easy for us to always say it, but every time I hear one of my patients tell me that they were in the hospital, I think I failed them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and that other, if our patients get sick, we do feel like we failed.
Yeah.
Because our goal is to keep them from getting sick.
Right. And then a lot of times, you know, you hear more and you hear, okay, they survived something dramatic and drastic that could potentially have otherwise killed them. And so then you go, okay, yes, I'm still on the right track. Let's keep going.
Yep.
Anyway. All right.
So along that theme, you use supplements quite a bit to help me. And I actually had three supplements that I was taking before I came to the clinic that I'm curious to know whether they're useful per today's literature or whether I should just discard them. And actually, I think you could consider talking about a supplement of the week every week and tell us what the advantages and disadvantages are of the supplement. And
yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, for the new show, that may be the thing to do.
Yeah, maybe we can start with something that will help everybody.
Yeah, you could tell us the right dosage.
Great idea.
And, and you could even tell us ones that really need to be carefully monitored so that would be just don't take these on your own, come into the clinic.
Yeah,
but
you know,
the three I'm interested in.
Yes, go ahead. What are they?
Pycnogenol, alpha lipoic acid, and acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm. Okay.
Great.
Three good supplements, actually, that have a wide range of uses. Mm-hmm. The pycnogenol is actually a French tree bark, a pine tree that grows in the coastal areas of France. And it is a potent anti-inflammatory. It has a lot of polyphenols in it that reduce inflammation and pain. Very, very nice, very healthful sort of supplement. Overpriced a bit because other pine trees other than that particular area of France also make the same sorts of things. But this is the one. Pycnogenol is per se a patented, a company owns it. And so it tends to cost a little more than, you know, other variants of pine bark. Let's see, alpha lipoic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha lipoic acid is, again, very good. It's great for the endothelium, the lining of your arteries. It helps the blood to flow more smoothly through a wide variety of tiny vessels.
Mm-hmm.
It has an anti-cancer effect, which is, you know, very, very nice. It's a potent anti-inflammatory. The one downside of alpha lipoic acid is that word acid.
Mm.
If you take this compound orally and it refluxes back up your esophagus, you're going to think you're going to die.
Mm. Oh.
It hurts.
It is acid then.
When it comes up the esophagus, you think it just burns and hurts, and you'd swear you're having a heart attack and going to topple over.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take alpha lipoic acid, I recommend that you take it with some food.
That's right.
Buffer it.
Yeah. I usually tell my patients to take it with the largest meal of the day and probably in the middle of the meal.
Yes. So a very, very good supplement, but
one of the best supplements, actually.
Yes, it really is. Mm-hmm. And it also has a protective effect on the brain. It is also one of those neurological protectors. So good for brain function, good for blood vessels.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Okay. Carnitine, as you might guess from the name, comes from the same root as carnivore.
Ooh. It with steak?
You actually get it in steak.
Oh.
Yes. It is a protein compound that we get with all of our meats. And so the acetylated form, though, carnitine comes as carnitine tartrate, carnitine malate, carnitine, all sorts of salts. And the carnitine, the acetyl L-carnitine, crosses the blood-brain barrier far more efficiently than the other forms of carnitine.
Mm.
And so if you're using it for neurologic protection, for brain protection, the acetyl form is the safest.
I also use it, Jerry, for mitochondrial support. Mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cells, providing the energy for the cell to do its job. Right. And acetyl L-carnitine provides energy for the mitochondria.
Right. But here's the point.
Yeah.
Other forms of acetyl L-carnitine work out in the body's mitochondria.
Yeah.
The acetylated form works on the brain's mitochondria.
Yeah, very important.
To help your brain function better.
Right.
So if you're getting dysfunctional mitochondria, acetyl L-carnitine helps that area that I think is the most important part of the body. Okay, and because if your brain don't work, the rest don't matter. That's just my opinion. So I like the acetyl L-carnitine instead of the carnitine tartrate or carnitine malate or any of the others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, when I first started here, my few go-to included alpha-lipoic acid for those who could tolerate it and acetyl L-carnitine automatically.
Yeah.
I've always kind of just automatically just given everybody that. So when I see, look at my older page, now that we've changed EMRs and I'm looking very closely at all the lists again and rewriting the list, all my patients that have been with me forever have these two.
By EMR, it stands for electronic medical record. We've changed our electronic medical record, and the newer version, we're having to import old data and then curate it. And it's taken a pain in the rear end for some of the doctors, but it's good.
And just as a quick comment, I take my alpha lipoic acid in a sustained release form.
Good.
So
not be so much acid.
Good.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that, Michael. All right. Two more calls on the show today for Leading Edge Medicine. If you'd like to get through, we may be able to get you at 206-421-5757. Taking a quick break. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment.
What? I've never had a girlfriend named Cecilia.
Cecilia.
No. A lot of times I hear these songs and I remember one of those and I remember one of them.
But Cecilia's.
No Cecilia. There is no Cecilia in my past.
I don't. Turn. You know what? I don't know a Cece or a Cecilia either. Just one. Cece Winans is a Cecilia. But there's a Cecilia on Monsters, Inc., the little cartoon, yeah.
Monsters, Inc.
And she's a little monster.
I have to admit, I've never watched Monsters,
Inc. There you go, yeah. She has eight tentacles because she is a monster, but that's the only one I know. And snake hair.
Snake hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was Medusa.
Medusa. I think they kind of combined her, so there you go. Those of you with grandchildren like me will know the names of those characters.
Yeah, I got grandchildren, but I just
Yeah, they're a little older than
I don't
Monsters,
do
Inc., there you go. All right. Well, let's take a call then. And it's not Cecilia. It is Bill. Bill is on the line from Renton. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning, William.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to talk to everybody. I don't know, 20 years ago I started listening, I believe. I'm not calling to anger any podiatrists that might be listening, but years ago I was being treated for plantar fasciitis. You know, getting injections in my heel and inserts in my shoes, and nothing was working. We had some friends over for dinner, and I was telling them about it. And she said, well, you know, I was being treated for plantar fasciitis, and it turned out to be gout.
Mm.
She says, what you need to do is get some tart cherry juice and drink it. So I drink it every day about, you know, if it's too sour for people, and it might be, I just mix it about half and half with some orange juice, and I've never had a pain down in my heel ever since then. Never had.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you know, tart cherry juice is very good for gout. It lowers uric acids dramatically. So.
Well, and I think it's misdiagnosed plantar fasciitis probably for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neighbor about 3 years ago, he was walking down to the mailbox, and he was limping along, and I said, what's the matter with your foot, or what is it? And he said, oh, I got this pain in my foot. I don't know what it is. And I suggested you try it, so he went to the store that day. The next day, he's walking by, he gives me a thumbs up. He says, that stuff worked great.
Good. Wow.
Anyway.
Well, tart cherry juice has a lot of polyphenols and still beans that are very, very potent anti-inflammatories.
Right. Oh.
And so, you know, whether it is truly a plantar fasciitis and or a gout I would expect some benefit from either condition. It's been known for 50 years that tart cherry juice is a good protectant to keep you from having acute gout attacks. So those of you that are gout listeners, gout sufferers out there, it's something that you might consider, you know, putting into your diet a bit. But then the rest of the polyphenols and stuff are potent anti-inflammatories, and so even if you've got a fasciitis or something of that sort, it'll probably give you some relief too. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. A miracle. Good. I thought.
Good information, Bill.
Excellent.
Dr. Mixon, have you ever considered with your like your relief factor? I'm highly allergic to soy, and I can't. I can imagine there's a lot of people like that. And I just wondered if there's any chance that you've researched and found any other product you could use for the soft gel capsule besides soy.
The soy oil is actually what it is. Mm. And usually people that are sensitive to soy are sensitive to the soy proteins, not to the oils.
Oh.
But I guess it's possible. Probably drive the cost up because it would be a real specialty sort of product. Mm. So, you know, if people don't oppose to paying an extra $10 or $15 a bag, we probably could. The upside and downside of Relief Factor is the current version has four different components in it. And that's why it can't be the cheapest product, because you're not buying one supplement. You're actually buying four supplements. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people that don't get enough relief for Relief Factor, we are bringing out a Relief Factor Ultra that'll be out sometime this fall. But we're adding two more things to it. We're doubling the dose of the curcumin, and we're adding astaxanthin, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory, and we're adding piperine, which will increase the absorption of the curcumin. So you'll end up with about a fivefold increase of the curcumin in your bloodstream. Mm. As well as adding the astaxanthin. But by adding two more compounds and giving us six things instead of four, that version will be more expensive just because, you know, you're buying more supplements all in a pack. So what we're going to be doing is we're offering people the Relief Factor first. And if the Relief Factor doesn't give you enough relief, go up to the Relief Factor Ultra.
You're still getting the soy. Right.
But you're still getting the soy, and I guess I could do a non-soy version, but once more, that would, again, increase the cost.
I'll talk to our
manufacturers and see what they can do. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, let me look around and see. I don't know what the increased cost would be, but I've got an employee now whose only job is to chase these things down for me. So if I make a considered change.
They do the research.
They do the research and then actually go out to the manufacturers and say, if we change this or that, what will the increased costs be? So,
last quick question for Dr. Mm-hmm. You, Matt. I started out at Northwest Face going to your husband for my ENT needs, and now is he still? Did he go over to UW? Is he still there?
Yes, he's at UW. Yeah, he's not at Northwest Face anymore. He's full time University of Washington, and he's in the East Side as well. He comes to the East Side Specialty Clinic, and this summer he'll be transitioning to East Side Specialty Clinic for his clinics 4 days a week, and then one day dedicated for surgery in Seattle.
Oh. Okay, the East Side worked for me. Okay, there's other people waiting, I'm sure. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Bill.
Weekend. Good luck.
Take care, Bill. Yeah.
Okay, and our last call from West Seattle, Lois on the line. Hi, Lois.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions for Dr. Nelson.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You, dear, yes. Unfortunately, we only have about 3 minutes left in the show.
Yes. So we'll see what we can do for you.
Well, I'll save my question for Dr. Nelson. I'll give him a call. He treated me before the pandemic for my back, and he was going to do a procedure. I forgot. Is it called vertigo or something?
Oh, vertilift, maybe.
Vertiflex. Yes.
Yeah, and then the pandemic hit. And then also he had trouble getting it approved. They decided not to do that procedure anymore. Is that correct?
That's correct. We do have something we can offer, though, called a mild procedure that in some ways might be even superior to the vertiflex. So that's still and that's available. You should come back, Lois, and we can talk about it. And
yeah, that's what I decided. I'll just call your office and make an appointment because my pain, the pain and the deterioration of the discs are getting worse. I'm now 82 years old, so I don't know if that makes a big difference. But anyway, this is complicated, so I'll just talk to you, your office.
All right. But thank you very much for the call, Lois.
Thank you so much, Lois.
Music says we got to go.
We got to go.
Off off the air.
And we have 49 seconds. So
we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. Live in the studio, Dr. Michael Gilbert will be with us. He will be the eye doc. If you have eye questions for Dr. Gilbert, give us a call next week because we'll be back live in the studio. Thank you, Dr. Nelson, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and it's been delightful.
Absolutely. Dr. Dan Nelson, available for you at Pro Ortho and online, Daniel Nelson. MD.com. Have a great rest of your week. We will be back next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine. Find out more about us at lmclinic.com.